Since landing on the surface of Mars 6 weeks ago, NASA's Curiosity has been a busy little rover. After a perfectly executed multi-stage landing on August 5th, which involved parachutes, hover jets, and sky cranes, the car-sized one-ton gadget has been checking its instruments, taking photos, firing lasers into rocks, rolling along, and even beaming back a song to Earth by rapper will.i.am titled Reach for the Stars. At a press conference yesterday, NASA gave an update on the rover's near-term plans. So far, Curiosity has traveled about 950 feet from its landing site, heading towards an area called Glen Elg. This region is an intersection of three kinds of terrain, making it an intriguing place to study the rocky planet's geography. Glen Elg is still a ways off from the rover, about 650 feet. And on the way, the team is interested in investigating a small rock they've named Jake Matijevic. Jake Matijevic was an engineer, and he died a few days after Curiosity's landing. The rock, which scientists think is a kind of basalt, will be the first target for what NASA calls contact science. They'll use two instruments to look at the rock. One, called a ChemCam, shoots lasers from the top of the rover, while the other, an alpha particle X-ray spectrometer, sits at the end of the rover's arm and hits the target with X-rays. All the laser and X-ray firing will help NASA researchers calibrate the instruments for future use. Interesting terrain lies ahead. Glen Elg has strange areas of light-colored rocks that previous missions orbiting above the surface have shown retain heat well. Embedded in these regions are dark bands that we didn't notice before. But Curiosity isn't just keeping its eyes on the ground. It's also busy photographing the Martian moons, Phobos and Deimos, as they pass in front of the sun in partial solar eclipses. For the space curious, more science lies ahead. Stay tuned to the skies for updates. For KRCB, I'm Danielle Venton.